Yeah, well, you know how much we like our 4-H bunch, and we're talking a little bit about 4-H Horse Club today. Good morning, ladies. Introduce yourselves. Get real close to that microphone.
Morning.
You can move it if you want to.
Okay.
We're casual here. All right. What's going on, guys? Tell us what's up.
Well, I'm Alex. I'm the 4-H agent over at the Extension office, and I have our wonderful Horse Club leader with me today, Miss Faith Blair, and we're just trying to get the word out there. Our virtual 4-H clubs have kicked off this month, but we still have some kits of supplies and space for Horse Club, and they're just meeting the first Saturday of each month at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll let Faith talk about it, but we're just really excited. She has a fun year planned.
Great, Faith. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here. Definitely excited to be talking about this subject. I was a 4-H kid from age 9 and then come back even when I was in college and helped, and great. Now I'm the leader. So love it, love it. We definitely have some really exciting things planned. Of course, it being virtual, we've kind of had to change things around compared to how we normally would do it. But I definitely have some exciting lesson plans for them. We're going to learn parts of the saddle, different horse breeds, colors, different disciplines, you know, your English and your Western pleasure, that kind of deal. And then hopefully sometime in the year the COVID will let up and things can kind of go back to normal, and hopefully have some trail rides and stuff later on in the year.
That'd be great. So you come from, Meredith is a horse person.
I was in the 4-H horse club.
She was in the 4-H
club. She is. That's actually where we met.
And you grew up a horse person. So this is it's a calling to you. And things like this, it's really fun. But if you all don't pass that on to these next generations, they tend to go away. And one thing we don't need to lose in Kentucky is our involvement with horses. So did you feel just called to get into this leadership part?
Absolutely. It's as long as I can remember, I have loved horses. When I was little, our neighbor actually had horses, and I was probably 2-3 years old, and would stand in the window and watch her practice her horse.
Wow.
I'd push a chair over and stand it and watch her and beg to go over and, you know, see the horses. And it's just continued from there. You know, they got me my first pony. I've rode through the 4-H, went to college for horses, rode horses there. I still ride horses. I love working with the kids. I love, you know, sharing my knowledge with them and just nurturing that desire that they have.
So we got a kid in the county that does not come from an equestrian background. They do not have horses, but they're interested in horses. Y'all are the folks to talk to, right?
Absolutely. You do not have to have a horse in order to be in the 4-H club. We have plenty of things that they can do. Even if, you know, they're competitive and they want to do the hippology or anything like that, they're more than welcome to.
Sure.
Horses are not necessary in order to be in the club. It's open to anybody. If you like horses, even if you just think horses are neat and pretty, come out and talk to us. We'll definitely point you in the right direction.
Sure, y'all can get them around some horses. Get them familiar, get them to know horses. So, well, thank you all, for all your efforts. We've been talking 4-H the last couple of weeks, and so much going on, too. Alex, while I have you, tell folks, too, about our new music club.
Oh, sure. So we have an outstanding 4-H teen leader, Miss Brooklyn, who has a passion for music, and she wants to share it with people in the community. So she has put together 24 kits of simple instruments that the kids can jump on Zoom meetings with her in November and December and complete those while learning about some music as well as the science behind the instruments that musicians play. So she's really excited, and I'm really excited. And to sign up, you just need to contact the Extension office and register. But it starts November 9th and runs through December. There'll be 6 meetings over the Zoom platform, but we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm so pumped about
it. Fantastic. We've talked about this 100 times, but 4-H, we can't stress enough, is one of the most inclusive organizations, no matter what your interests are, or even if you think you might be interested in something. Say you're one of the country ham kids or the music kids, and you're like, well, I kind of like horses too. You can jump in on that, especially with all the virtual meetings. While it has been a pain, there is a silver lining to it. you know, it gives people more opportunities maybe to check out some things that they maybe didn't think to check out before.
Yeah, and we had our Clover Bud meeting last night, and I have never laughed so hard in my life. It was just so nice to be around everybody and sure. see the kids again, and we have lots of new families. So even though it's been a challenging year, it's really looking up, and we're excited for this 4-H year.
Well, you know, rural communities need 4-H. We have a wonderful 4-H leader, and I'll brag on you all the time, but you're getting used to it, and you don't blush as bad as you used to. I want to thank you. I know you're busy. I know y'all are busy, ladies. Thank you all for taking time to come in. So, Horse Club meeting, when again? Give us the details one more time.
The first Saturday of every month at 1 o'clock Central Time.
Fantastic. If you need more information, you can get it through the Extension office. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can stop by. We are open. Or you can call us at 270-756-2182.
Ladies, thank you all so much. Come back again as this club continues to progress and grow. We want to hear more about it. And anytime you all have new stuff, let us know too. I also need to cure a ham. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll be back.